Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I would like to begin our message today by reading one verse of Scripture from John chapter 17, if you'd like to turn there with me. Our text is actually going to come from Matthew 11. But let's begin reading one verse of Scripture in John 17, and it's verse 3. It says, "And this is life eternal." Do we want to know what eternal life is? Our Lord said, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." This is life eternal. This is eternal life. This is eternal life. Our Lord plainly declared, this is eternal life. That a sinner might come to a saving knowledge of the only true and living God. That is life eternal. That a sinner might truly know God. That we might know Him. I mean know Him. A saving knowledge of who Christ is. And why He came and what He accomplished. Most people believe they know who Christ is and why He came and what He accomplished. But the truth of who He is and why He came and what He accomplished, He has declared that truth in His Word. And a saving knowledge of truly who He is, that is salvation. If a sinner ever comes to truly know who Christ is, that's a saved sinner. If he comes to know Him. Now, turn with me over to Matthew chapter 11. This will be our text. And as you turn, I'll remind us one more time that that verse of Scripture said, "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." All right, Matthew chapter 11. Look with me, if you would, at verse 27. "All things are delivered unto me of my Father." This is our Lord speaking. "And no man knoweth the Son." No man knoweth the Son. No man. Our Lord said, "No man knoweth the Son, but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son." No man knows the Son, and no man knows the Father. Now, what is life eternal? What did we just read life eternal was? That we might know Him. That we might truly know Him. In verse 27, our Lord said, "No man knoweth the Son, but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son." You know what that means? That means everybody is lost. That's what it means. Every soul on this earth is lost. Naturally, without eternal life. See, this is life eternal, that we might know Him. And He said, "No man knows the Son, and no man knows the Father." That means we are all naturally without eternal life. We are naturally without the hope of salvation. We are born into this world. You were born into this world, and I was born into this world naturally separated from God. As soon as we were born into this world, we took that first breath of air. We were at that very moment, naturally, physically separated from God. And that's where we will remain, and all men and women will remain until they come to a saving knowledge of who Christ is. If God does not reveal who Christ truly is and who God truly is, then we will remain in that sin. Now, the great lie of this world, the great lie in life, the great lie through the religion of the world is everybody's saved. Everybody's saved. People assume everybody's saved. Whenever a person dies, everybody assumes they go to heaven. The great truth of God's word is everybody is lost. The great lie of the world is everybody's saved. The great truth of God's word is everybody's lost. All have sinned. Is that not what God's word says? All have sinned. Every soul is born into this world, separated from God, and judgment is coming. That's what the word says. That's what God has declared in his own word. The scripture says the wages of sin is death. That's what God's word says. The wages of sin is death. The only reason that death comes is sin. That's the only reason. Men and women die every day. We are a dying people. We're born into this world. We live for a God-given amount of time. And then he takes us. We die. And the reason we die is sin. By one man, sin entered the world, and death by sin. That's Romans 5, verse 12. If there were no sin, there would be no death. If there was no sin, there would be no death. So generation after generation has proven to us that every single person on this earth is a sinner. Every person on this earth. We are all born into this world covered from head to toe with sin. And God's word declares to us that there is only one hope of getting rid of it. There's only one hope. We all are covered in sin. And there's only one hope of getting rid of it. If we leave this world with that sin on us, if we go out and stand before God with that sin on us, we are going to eternally die in that sin. But there is one hope. This is what I have to tell us today. This is the good news of the gospel. There is one hope of being rid of it. One hope. This is life eternal, that they might know thee. That they might know thee. And verse 27 here in Matthew chapter 11 says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. No man knows the Father, and no man knows the Son, except for those that God has chosen to reveal himself to. God in love and in mercy and in kindness has selected some sinners, chosen some sinners to reveal himself to. And he tells us right here who that is. He tells us who he is going to reveal himself to. If you look back at verse 25 here in Matthew 11, it says, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. He said, I thank you, Father, because you have hid these things. hid what things? The things of Christ. The things of salvation. The things of eternal life. He said, you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent. That's an amazing statement, isn't it? You have hid these things from those who are wise in the ways of the world, wise in the ways of religion, wise in the ways of doctrine, wise in their own eyes. Completely hid these things. You know, Saul of Tarsus was a man who was wise in his own eyes, and he was wise in the things of the world and definitely wise in the things of religion. He studied under a man named Gamaliel. But do you know that before God would use him, the Apostle Paul had to count every bit of that dung. He had to count it loss. He had to throw it away. Every bit of it. You can read that for yourself in Philippians chapter 3. He said, I had to throw every bit of that away. Verse 25 says, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. That's who he has chosen to reveal these things to, babes. Not those who see themselves to be wise. Those who see themselves to be untaught, unskilled, babes. Is that us? Babes. One man very truthfully said a long time ago that a God-called preacher is merely one beggar telling another beggar where he found bread. And I'm telling you, that's the truth. That's all it is. Just one beggar telling another beggar where he found bread. Our God said he has revealed these things and revealed himself to those who are just babes. Babes. Now, why has he chosen to do it that way? Why has he chosen to reveal himself to babes? Well, verse 26 right here in Matthew 11 says, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. That's just what he wanted to do. Why did he do that? That's what he wanted to do. That was his will. That was his purpose. Salvation is according to his will. Salvation is in his hands. It's his to do with it as he pleases, and that's what he pleased to do. So if a person sees himself or herself to be wise, wise in these things, wise in religious matters, holier than thou. And honestly, a lot of people see themselves to be that, holier than another, wiser than another, a teacher rather than a student. If a person sees himself or herself to be that, then there is no good news in this word for that person. No good news at all. But if that's not us, if that's not you, if that's not me, if we can truly in our hearts say with the Apostle Thomas, God called an apostle named Thomas, and Thomas said, Lord, we don't know the way. We don't know the way. Can you say that? Lord, in my flesh, I don't know the way. Man naturally thinks he has it all figured out. Not God's people. God's people are looking to Christ. Oh, Lord, don't leave me to myself. Don't leave me to my ways. Don't leave me to my wisdom. Don't leave me to my anything. I don't know the way. If we can say with King Solomon, now King Solomon was the man that God said was the wisest man on this earth. And this is what King Solomon said. Lord, I am but a little child. I'm just a little child. If we can say with the Apostle Paul, I'm the least of all saints. I'm the least of all saints. He said, I'm not worthy to be called an apostle. I'm not holier than thou. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. I'm the chief of sinners. If we can say with John the Baptist, he must increase. I must decrease. I'm not worthy to even tie his shoes. I'm not worthy to stoop down and tie his shoes. If that's us, then I have some good news for us. Our Lord has given us some very good news in his word. We are the kind of sinners that he has chosen to reveal himself to. Now, let's see if he will reveal himself to us right now through his word. In verse 27, he said, all things are delivered unto me. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. This is life eternal, that we might know him. This is life eternal, that we might know him. Who is he? Who is Jesus Christ? Who is the Son of God? Well, he is the one who has all things delivered into his hands. That's who he is. He's the one who all things have been delivered into his hands. Now, when we say all things, or when he says all things, what does that include? What is included in all things? The answer is all things. All things. Let's take a look at a few of them. Turn with me, if you have your Bible there, to Matthew 28 and look at verse 18. It says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Now, who is Jesus Christ? He is the one who has all power over everything. Everything that is in heaven, everything that is in earth, especially the people. Daniel 4, verse 35 says, all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? That's who Jesus Christ is. All power over all flesh. All power. That's a shocking revelation when God reveals that. This man, Jesus Christ, that everybody's feeling sorry for and having pity on, they start to realize all power is in his hands. All power. Proverbs 21, verse 1 says, the king's heart, all of these rulers in these different countries all over this earth, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. He sways the hearts of men. He makes men do things. And then he makes them believe it was their idea. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. All power. All power. He needs help from no one. All power. He needs cooperation from no one. He does not need for you to cooperate with him. He does not need for me to cooperate with him. All power. He needs permission from no one, especially in the things of salvation. All power. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will work, and who shall let it? He has all power over every single thing. That's who Jesus Christ is. Now, if you look with me at John chapter 5, verse 22 says, For the Father judgeth no man. This is an important verse of Scripture. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. The Son. He said, all things are delivered unto me. Now, who is Jesus Christ? Most people believe, and see if you can honestly agree that this is not so. Most people believe that he is the one who is trying as hard as he can to keep everybody out of hell. That's who most people believe he is. He's going around trying to do good and trying to sway this and that and trying to fight the devil. And he's the one who's trying as hard as he can to keep men and women out of hell. That's not so. He's the judge. He is the judge. Everybody must stand before the judge who determines heaven or hell, life or death. He's the judge. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment to the Son. He said in Deuteronomy 32, verse 39, I kill, I make alive. I wound, I heal. He said, I, the Lord, do all these things. I, the Lord, do all these things. In Revelation 1, verse 18, he said, I hold the keys of hell and death. I'm the one who holds those keys. All judgment over all things. He has all power. He has all judgment. He has all authority. If you look with me at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 says, But unto the Son he saith, the Father saith. The Father says to the Son, Thy throne, O God. Now, wait a minute. Who is Jesus Christ? The Father said to the Son, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. This is life eternal, that they might know thee. Who is he? He's the one who holds all power in his hands. He's the one who has been given by his Father all judgment over all flesh. And he's the one who holds all authority and all dominion. What that means is he's the king. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords, the Almighty God of heaven and earth. That's who he is. If that's who he is, why did he come? Why did he come? If he did not need anything from anyone, if he is actually the judge of everybody, why did he come? He said in John 10, verse 10, I am come that they might have life. That's why. Had he not come, we could have never known who he was. We could have never known him. So he said, I am come that they might have life. That who might have life? Every soul that I've chosen to reveal myself to. Through my word. Every soul that I've chosen to reveal who I am and why I came and what I accomplished. Well, what did he accomplish? If you look with me at Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, God himself, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Amazing, isn't it? And took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth for his babes. And he took the actual sin. All have sinned. All those babes sin. And he took the actual sin that his babes committed in their life. And he took that sin completely off of them and laid every ounce of that sin on himself. And then he put himself on death row. And he went and stood before the judge and condemned himself. And he died. And when he died, suffering the punishment for that sin was gone. It was gone. Every one of those babes were at that moment totally rid of it. And if there's no sin, there's no death. Where there is no sin, there is no death. In the payment of his blood, it's eternal life. Every single soul that he did this for, every babe that he reveals who he is, why he came, what he accomplished for them, every single one of them, with that revelation, he says to them, in our text, Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Are you labored over your sin? Are you burdened over your sin? Do you see now who he is and why he came and what he accomplished? This is what he has to say to every babe he reveals that to. Come unto me. Don't go to the law. Don't go to morality. Come to Christ. Come just as you are. Bring everything to him. And he said, I'll give you rest. Till next week, may the Lord bless his word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.